Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Tes in Maseches Yuma. Our daf is going to begin discussing separating the Kohen Gadol to the Lishkas Parhedrin. The Gemara first will deal with the name Parhedrin, why it was called Parhedrin. Going on to Tes Amid Aleph, the Gemara will contrast the Beis Hamikdash HaRishon to the Beis Hamikdash HaSheni. And the Gemara then, for a large part of the rest of the daf, going on to Amud Beis, will discuss the sins of the Jews during the time the Mishkan was in Shiloh, as well as the Beis Hamikdash HaRishon and the Beis Hamikdash HaSheni, and the reason for all of their destructions. And of course, our prayer is that the story of those destructions will become a distant memory, as all of you will join me in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, in the Old City, but not just there, but Bebeis Hamikdash Bibinyana. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin 10 lines from the bottom. Lulishkas Parhedrin, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol, Lulishkas Parhedrin. Tanya the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda taught, V'chi Lishkas Parhedrin Haisa, was it called Lishkas Parhedrin? V'alva Lishkas Biluti Haisa. The expression Parhedrin is, the Lashon Rashi says, of people who work for the king. Lishkas Biluti is a lashon of officers of the king. So it seems that the Gemara is asking a double question. In other words, a question with two layers on it. Number one, it would be more appropriate to call Lishkas Biluti, as well as, because this is the Kohen Gadol's address, as well as the fact that Biluti was what was called. Ela b'tchila yikar nosa Lishkas Biluti. Originally it was called Lishkas Biluti. U'mitav shenosnen alav mamon l'kuhuna. But since people used to bribe to be Kohanim, which is going to get us into the tragedies of the different Batei Mikdashim, u'machlifin osa kol shneim asar chodesh, and there used to be a new Kohen Gadol every 12 months, kiparhedrin halalu, they became like just the regular governmental workers, shemachlifin osa kol shneim asar chodesh, who would be exchanged every 12 months. In other words, they no longer were that chashuv. That's why it was referred to as the Lishkas Parhedrin. Now the Gemara gets off on a tangent based on the statement that Parhedrin often refer to workers that only work for a year's time and then are fired by the governing authorities. The Gemara brings up a Mishnah in Demai that the halacha was impacted by these Parhedrin type of people. This really has nothing to do now with the Avodas Yom Kippur, Mefrishin Kohen Gadol, Shivas Yomim, but rather, once we discuss Parhedrin, we bring in a raya to the idea that Parhedrin refers to these government workers that work for only a short period of time. Three lines from the bottom, on Chasam Beis Tanhasam, and Achtoimin, Loi Chai Vois, and Chacham Lahafrish. If you have bakers who buy their tfuah from Amei Haaretz, the halacha is, then in general, if you get food from Amaretz, then you have to be choshesh, that's what we call the mai. And you have to be choshesh that the truma wasn't taken off, the maaser rishon wasn't taken off properly, as well as chala, is a form of truma, but not truma mamish, chala as well also has to be taken off. And Rashi describes on the first wide line that Trumas Maisa, which is one of 100, as well as Chala, is given to a Kohen. It's a requirement for the Nachtom. He can't assume that the appropriate Hafrasha was done by the Am Ha'aretz. However, when it comes to Maiser Sheni, so an average person who buys from an Am Ha'aretz also has to bring Maiser Sheni up to Yerushalayim. However, Chazal did not want to be Matriach, honest, Yerei Shemayim, who are Nachtomin, that every single time they're going to have to calculate and bring it up to Yerushalayim. So therefore, the Mishnah Demai says the following, HaNachtomin lo chai vois and chacham lahafrish, they don't have to take hafrasha, elo trumas maisa v'chala. Only trumas maisa v'chala, again, coming to exclude the chiyuv for them to bring up maisa sheni as well. So the Gemara analyzes, Bishlam truma gedola lo, I know that you don't have to do the truma gedola, Desanya, as we learn in a brisa, that Chazal were not misaking Mai for a chiyuv of truma gedola, top of Tesamad al fisha shalach bechol gvul Yisrael, v'roshei mafrishin el truma gedola bilvad. They saw that the Amei Aretz were being mafrish truma gedola, but rather what they were not was being mafrish was Maiser Rishon u Maiser Ani. Gemara continues in regards to Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, Nami Lo. I understand when it comes to Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, there isn't a there isn't a chiyuv to give it to them. In other words, if you have the ma, you just have to be mafrish, Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, but you don't have to give it to the Ani or to the Levi. Why? Hamotzi mechaver, all of a riot. So we understand why also it's different than a regular chiyuv of Trumas and Maaser. So Truma, you don't give off at all of the ma. Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, you're mafrish, but you don't have to give it to them because they have to prove that the Ama Aretz wasn't mafresh. Ela Maaser Sheni, but when it comes to Maaser Sheni, Nifreshu v'nisku v'nechlu b'Yerushalayim, the Nachdom should have a chiyuv to set aside Maaser Sheni and then bring it up and to eat in Yerushalayim. If it's very, very heavy, you could redeem it, Pidum Maaser Sheni as well. But there would be a chiyuv, Amar Ula, why is there not? Ula answer, Mitosha Parhedrin Halalu Chov Dinoso Kol Yudeis Chodesh. You would have these government workers who were relentless, ruthless, and actually didn't even hold on to their jobs very long, but they would hit the Nachtomin every 12 months. They would be constantly badgering them. Va'omerlahen, what would they badger them? Machro bezol, machro bezol. You have to sell it cheaper, you have to sell it cheaper. They would use mafia tactics, governmental pressure. Those aren't necessarily the same thing, but in this case, it was the same thing. And because the Nachtomim were buckling financially under that pressure, so lo atrechun rabbanon. The rabbanon were not machmir on the Nachtomim. A regular person, yes, but the Nachtomim mo. So now what do we notice? We notice that the expression of these people, these parhedrin, they would be chol tenos kol yud beis chodesh, they were gangsters. And then eventually they got rid of them and got other gangsters 12 months later. So we see over here this idea that the parhedrin are these people that are only there for 12 months, as the Gemara described earlier. What is the meaning of this word, parhedrin, asks the Gemara? My parhedrin, Porsi. He is a pekid, an officer of the king, and this is a fellow that, as we described, was not very fine. Amar Abba Bar Chana, Amar Biyocha, my dechsiv. What does the pasuk mean when it says, in Mishle, Yiras Hashem, Taitif Yamin, Ushnos Rishon Tikat Srenu, that Yiras Hashem will add days to a person's life? But the years of the Rasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu will cut down. What does it mean? Yeres Hashem Tosef Yomim, Zem Migdash Rishon. This is referring to the first Beis HaMikdash. She'omad Arba Meos Ve'Eser Shon. So the Beis HaMikdash Rishon stood 410 years. V'lo Shimsho Bo El Yudches Kohanim Gidolim. And the Kohanim Gidolim had extended periods there. And that's what the Pasuk is referring to. That the Yeres Hashem of the first Beis HaMikdash had 18 Kohanim Gedolim in 410 years. Ushnos Rishon Tikatsrena, but the years of the Rishon are shortened. Zemigdasheni, this is referring to the second base Hamigdash, who had the problem of these Parhedrin type of folks. Sha'amid Dalid Meos Vesem Shon, it stood for 420 years. Vishim Shubo Yosem Mishlosh Meos Kohanim, that there were more than 300 Kohanim that served there. Say Mehem Meim Shana Shashim Eshimin Atzadik, there was 40 years of the presidency of Shimon HaTzadik as Kohen Gadol, Ushmonim Shishim Esh Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and you have another 80 of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and Eser Shishim Esh Yishmol Ben Pabi, and you have another 10 that counts for the presidency of Yishmol Ben Pabi, V'amri Lo Achas Esrei Shishim Esh Reb Elazar Mecharsim, and some say add another 11 that that means all the other Kohanim did not live out their years because we have a tradition that they died in the Kodshei Kadoshim, often on Yom HaKippurim. It's quoted in the name of the Rama and the Shalos Uchuvah, Simin Kuf Chav Gimel, that the Rama says that we see from here that a person should never take a position if it's not Beratzon HaKol. These people were ruthless and fought their way to the top, it has to be that the kohol wants it. Amar Rav Yochanan ben Turta, mipnei machar v'shiloh. For what reason was Shiloh destroyed? Mipnei shayi b'shnei dvarim. They had two averus: gilui arayis u'bizayon kachim. They were nichshel in gilui arayis during the time that the Mishkan had entered Eretz Yisrael and found residency in Shiloh. Klal Yisrael was nichshel in Gilei Arayis Mizayi Kachim. Gilei Arayis, Dechsiv, Ve'eli Zakeh Me'od, V'shamas Klashoy Yasun Banov, That the pasuk literally says that Eli's sons were mizane with the women at the entrance of the Ol Moed. But even though we know the Gemara in Shabbos and in Hamah Beis told us, someone who thinks that they sin literally, as the pasuk says, they're making a mistake. Since they caused the women to wait, they were mitzrashel, they were bali gaiva, they thought, Rashi explains in the top line, that the world revolves around them, and they let the women wait. What a tremendous mussar. And they were mevatel, the women came home late, and they were mevatel period verivia, ma'alalein kosuv ki'ilu shachvan. The pasuk considers as if they were mezane, because they were mevatel period verivia of these women who were bringing their birds. For example, in the case of a Yoled, that's where she brings birds as a carbon. The pasuk also indicts the Bnei Eli that before the chelev was offered, so the pasuk here describes then the literal meaning of the pasuk is they bullied their way to get more meat. The Gemara seems to understand that the children of Eli in general had not shown enough kavod for the kachim, and the na'arim, the younger Kohanim, were mevazei kachim even more, as described in that above pasuk. The Gemara continues, Migdash Risho Mipnei Macharav. What was the reason the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Mipnei Gimel Dvarim Shayubo, because there were three Averos that took place there. Avodah Zara V'gilu Arayis U'Shvichas Damim. Avodah Zara D'chsiv, the pasuk in Yishayahu Chaf Ches says the following, Ki Kotzar Hamatza Mihistareya. Asks the Gemara, my kotzar matzah mistarei, I'm Rabbi Yonison, kotzar matzah, what does the words kotzar matzah, which seems to indicate that something was cut, what does that mean? Kotzar matzah zeh, that this particular place was cut down, mehistare alav shnei reim ke'echad, because they attempted to make two rulers live on the same place, the Shechina, as well as by adding Avodah Zarah. So Kikotzer HaMatzah, the Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed. The Gemara continues to darshan the Hemshech of the Pasuk. This Pasuk is in Yishayahu. The Hamasei Chotzara Kis Kanis. The simple reading of the Pasuk is that the Pasuk is talking about the enemy Kis Kanis that enters inside. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni explained, Ki mati Rabbi Yonason lahai kra bechi. Rabbi Yonason would cry when he read this pasuk in Darshan. Amar man dichsiv be, koines kaneid me ayoim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the strongest and most powerful of all, that he could bring the Yamsuf into one area, yet nasis lo masecha, in his own heichal, they made an Avodah Zara, Tzara, as if they gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the source of all power, a tzara. A tzara is an expression from Meseches Yevamos, and that is two women that are married to the same man sometimes make each other tzaros if they're married to the same man, and therefore they're called a tzara. So they made HaKadosh Baruch Hu a tzara. V'amaseicha tzara kis kanes. They made a tzara to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. That was the first reason for the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon being destroyed. Gilei Rayis, Tchsiv, Vayom Hashem, Yanki Govu Benos Tzion, Vatelechna Netuyos Goren, Umisakros Einoyim, Holoch V'Tafos, Telachna, Uviragleim Takasna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes through the Navi the haughtiness and the pritzus, if you will, of the Benos Yisrael. Chazal Darshin, Yanki Govu Benos Tzion, Mahalchos Aruka B'derach Tzara. That a woman who was tall would go next to a woman who was short to make herself look even prettier. They went with their necks high up. They put a lot of cosmetics on their eyes. Haloch v'tofuf telachna. They went in this immodest way. Shal yimahalchos ekev v'tzad godol. They would put their legs in front of each other. Ubaregleh and tachasna. And they walked in an immodest way. And in that way they angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Pasuk Yishayo describes, which was Avodah Zarah. Was Gilui Arayos. Amrav Yitzchak, shall you mevios? Not only that, they would try to be even more provocative for Arayas. They would bring a perfume, marva, parsum nichos b'manalein. They put in their shoes, the kushmagios, etzo, bachure Yisrael, and they tried to distract bachure Yisrael by busting the perfume, ba'atos, metizan lein, mechnisim ben yetzahara ke'eres. And they put inside of them yetzahara like a poison. Like poison, bechaus, that is put by a snake when it is angry. The Gemara continues, the Avera of Shvichas Damim also has a makar. Shvichas Dam Dichsiv Gam Dam Noki Shafech. Excuse me, Shafach. Dam Noki Shafach Minashe Harbe Meod Minashe spilled a lot of dam, a lot of blood during the first bais. Adasher Miles Yerushalayim Pelefet. Until Yerushalayim was full of blood. It was an entirely different ballgame. It wasn't because of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Damim. Then, Mipnei Machar, why was the second Beit HaMikdash destroyed? Because, this is a very famous Gemara, of course, because there was baseless hatred. Keneged Shalosh Averos, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Damim. Now the Gemara brings another teaching from Rabbi Yochanan ben Torta. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Torta, Rishayim hayu, Ela shetalu bitchayna ba'akadosh baruch hu. They were Rishayim, and they were confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not punish them. Asarim l'migdash rishon. That statement refers to the Migdash Rishon. This statement, another teaching of Rabbi Yochanan ben Torta, is in regards to Migdash Rishon, that on the one hand they were Rishayim, but they were confident. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says in Micha, Rashel b'shoichad yishpoitu v'chayineh b'mchir yoyru u'neviyeh b'chesef yiksoimu v'ala Hashem yishoenu leymar haloy Hashem b'kirbeinu lo sava aleinu ra. All of these people, the Chachamim and so on and so forth, did Averos, and they all said v'ala Hashem yishoenu, that nothing bad would happen to us. L'fichach hevi alein HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalosh gezeiros keneged shalosh averos biyadim. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them four decrees against the three averos. Shenema, as the Pasuk also in Micha says, l'chein biglalchem tzion sada techaresh, due to you tzion will be plav Yerushalayim ayin tiyeh, and Yerushalayim will be nothing. V'harabamos Habayis levamos yar, and Harabayis will turn like a bama, like a mizbeach in middle of a forest. Asks the Gemara, ubemigdash rishon lo havi beis sinas chinam, and in the first base amigdash there wasn't a promise sinas chinam. Vaksiv, but doesn't the pasuk say migure al cherev hayu esami lachein sefaik al yarech, my people, you need to bang your hand, on your thigh in mourning, because my nation is going to be attacked and destroyed. However, Chazal Darshan v'Amar Rebbe Lazar taught, what does migure mean? Elu bnei adam sha'ichlim v'sha'isim zem zeh. These are people who eat and drink together. V'daykrin zeh zeh b'charov v'sha'l b'shoinim. But they stab each other with their tongues. And that pasuk appears in Yechezkel, and it's clearly talking about Bayis Rishon. Answers the Gemara, Ahui bin Yisiyah Yisrael Havoy. That's talking about the princes of Yisrael. The Chsiv, as the pasuk in Yechezkel says, Za'ak ve'Hilel ben Adam, Kachi hoysa v'ami. How do we understand the pasuk based on Chazal? V'tanya, Za'ak ve'Hilel ben Adam, Yochol lakol. I might think that it is referring to everybody, Talmud Lomer, he b'chol Nisiyah Yisrael, is talking about the Nisiyah Yisrael, that there was wailing and bad speaking by the Nisei Yisrael, but not the rest of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yochum Rabbi Loza Dami Tivayu, Rishonim Shinizgala, Avoinim, the originals, that is, the people in Bayis Rishon, that they revealed their sins, Nizgala Kitzam, also the end of their Golus was revealed. Achronim Shalonizgalu Avonim, Lonizgalu Kitzam. But the second Beis HaMikdash, as we've suffered to this day, we don't know when the Golus is going to end. In other words, one of the biggest problems of the Averis, of the second Bayis, is that people weren't in denial, they were in denial, and they weren't honest. And that is key, Rabbi Osai, in our own Avodas Hashem. If we're honest with ourselves, we could sin, but then we will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us the way out, and we'll see the Geula. However, if we're not honest, then it goes on and on and on. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Toiva Tzfarnan Shel Rishonim, Mikrisoi Shel Achronim. The fingernails of the original generations were better than the bellies of the later ones. Fingernails is not significant. The belly is the center of a person. Nevertheless, the Tzfarnim of the Rishonim were better than the Iker of the last generations. Amar Rabbi Shakish, Adarabba, Achronim Edifa. No, Rish Lakish says the opposite. The later ones are better. Afagav de'ika shibud malchus ka'ad. They have shibud malchus on their head. Nevertheless, they're osek b'Torah, and that is a tremendous melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael. Amar Leh, however, they responded to Rish Lakish, bira tochiach. The Beis HaMikdash proves that this is not correct. Shechazer Rishonim v'lo chazer l'achronim. It returns to the generation of the Bayis Rishon, but did not return to us. Obviously, they're of a higher caliber. So it must be that that we are like the fingernails, and they are the Ikar. Or even said it even stronger, that we aren't even like their fingernails when we compare it to our Ikar. Our Ikar is even less than their fingernails. Shalos Rebbe Lazar, Rishonim Gedolim or Achronim Gedolim. They asked Rabbi Lazar, do we look at the earlier generations being greater or the later ones? Amar Lahu, Rabbi Lazar responded to them, Tzu Einechem Bebira. Look and see where the Beis HaMikdash came back to. It didn't come back to us, but it did to the Rishonim. Ikad Army Amar Lahu Eidechem Bebira. A slightly different Lashem. The proof in the pudding, the testimony is in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash has not come back to us, so the Rishonim were better. The Gemara continues, Reish Lakish, Havisach B'Yardana, Reish Lakish was bathing in the Yarden. Asa Rabba Bar Chana, Yovle Yode, Rabba Bar Chana came along to help him out of the river. Amalei, Eloka, Saninu Lechu. He said, B'Loshen Shvua, I hate you, B'nei Bavel. Why do I hate you, B'nei Bavel? Rabba Bar Chana is saying he hates the B'nei Bavel, D'chsiv. The pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, "Imcha mehi nivne aleha tiras kasef, v'imdelasi notzur aleha luach orez." This is a very cryptic pasuk in Shir HaShirim, and Chazal darshan it in the following way: "Im asitim atzrachem kechoma, if you make yourselves like walls and attach yourself together, valisim kulchem b'mei Ezra, and all of you had gone up together in Ezra, nimshaltim kekesef shein rakuv sholitbo, you'd be like silver that it cannot rot. Achshav shalisim kedlosas, but now that you went up like doors, not so strong, like these two doors, a little bit is open, a little bit is closed, nimshaltim ke'eres sheharekev sholitbo, you're like the cedar that can rot. In other words, we didn't come up very strong, and therefore we are weak. Now the Gemara just qualifies what this might erez. What is this type of erez that we're talking about? This cedar, Amar Ula, Sasmagor. A cedar tree that is eaten by a Sasmagor, that's what we're describing. My Sasmagor, what exactly is a Sasmagor? Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba says, Basko. It's referring to a Basko. Kidisanya, as we learned in Ebraisa. Mishemesu ha-Nevi'im. When the Nevi'im ha-Achronim die, Chag is the Chari Me'ach, Umalachai, this is an important Gemara. many important gemaras in today's Agata. Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi Yisroel. Then Ruach HaKodesh left Kal Yisroel. V'adayin Oni Mishtam Shem Baskal. There still was a Baskal. Now the Gemara goes back to the story where we had Reish Lakish being helped by Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Asks the Gemara, 5 lines from the bottom, from the end of our Rambam, Reish Lakish, Mi Mishtoi Bahadi Rabba Bar Bar Chana, was Reish Lakish Umar Rebbe Elazar Dimar Dari Sol Aviv Elav Mishtoi Reish Lakish Badei. Rebbe Elazar was a Rav in Eretz Yisrael. Yet Reish Lakish would not talk to him. Why? Demanded Mishtoi Reish Lakish Bahadi Bashuk. It could be he didn't speak with him publicly. Yavla Iske below Sadi. Anybody that Reish Lakish spoke to publicly, he was making a statement that the person was absolutely honest. So Rami Bar Chama Mishtoi, would Rami Bar Chama, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, be Reish Lakish speak with him? If he didn't speak with Rabbi Lazar, so why would he speak with Rabba Bar Bar Chana? In other words, Reish Lakish had a policy not to speak with anybody, so as no one could assume that the person was Naaman, and he would not speak with, presumably it means that anybody from Eretz Yisrael who he did not know from before. Amar Papa Shadi Gavri Beinayim. It must be that what happened was that one person's name was interchanged with somebody else, but the names in the story are not correct. Oh, Reish Lakish have Uzi'iri. Either say it was Reish Lakish and Zi'iri stick down his hand, or Rabbi Bar Chana have Rabbi Lazar, and the one that was washing was Rabbi Lazar and not Reish Lakish. This story made its way to Rabbi Yochanan. Kiasla came to Rabbi Yochanan. Story came to Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan said, Lav Hainu Taima. This is not the reason that Bayisheni was lacking because all of Klal Yisrael did not come up, as Reish Lakish had reported. Inami Solik Kulu Bimei Ezra. Even if all had gone up in the day of Ezra, Lohavi Ashari Yashchina B'migdash Sheni, still the Shechina wouldn't have rested in the second base HaMikdash. Dechsiv Yavta L'kim L'yefes V'yishkon L'alei Shem. Apagav Yavta L'kim L'yefes. Even though there's beauty, Ena Shechina Shore Ela B'alei Shem. The Shechina only rests in Alei Shem. Yefes are not Jews. Yefes over here, Chazal are understanding, are the Persians, as Rashi explains. And ultimately, the Persians were the ones who had commissioned the Beis HaMikdash to be built, and therefore we weren't Zoche, except for having the Beis HaMikdash, but not the Shechina Shoyre, because the condition is Eina Shechina Shoyre Ela Baalei Shem. We conclude today's daf with the last part of the Gemara. Parsam Minon de Miyefes Kasu. How do we know that Persian came from Yefes? Dechsiv b'nei Yefes goyme umogeg umadai v'yavam v'suval umeshech v'siras. Chazal Darshan goymer ze germamia. Mogog ze kanidia. Modai ze mukademia. Yavon kimashmo. Tuval ze beis unaikai. Meshech zumusio. Tiros pligibar rabsime v'rabonim. V'armil rabsime v'rabonim. Chadam rezu beis traiki. V'chadam rezu paras. Tani Rav Yosef Tiras Zu Paras. That the Pasuk describes B'nai Yefes, and the Tiras is in reference to Persia. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Tes in Maseches Yuma.